Well, good evening, Kingfisher. I pray that you are keeping well. This evening was due to be a training seminar with SNEC and with Christchurch Campbell, looking at the theme of hospitality. Now, obviously, given the current situation, we won't be meeting. We're not doing the training seminar online. We're going to postpone it to a later date, and we'll look at it then. But actually, that theme of hospitality is something that is important for us to consider, to think about, especially at this time. It is a time where we have seen in the nation people hoarding things to themselves. As we considered the other week in our morning series on Proverbs, one of the reasons people do this is this sense of insecurity, seeking to secure their own lot in life, that a root of it is worry. And as Christians, we are not immune to that concern, to that fear of worry, even at the moment. We may not be amassing stuff to ourselves. How can we make sure that we are not driven by worry, but we are able to be generous, to be the people that God has called us to be? How can we move from worry to worship? And we know it's not enough to just say, don't worry about things. When you're worried, when you're anxious, someone saying, don't be anxious, don't worry, doesn't really help us. It's like saying to someone who feels like they're holding on to dear life, just let go. It's going to be fine. When you are that person holding on, being told to let go really is not the answer. First, you need to know that you are held securely. And when you know how securely that you are held, then it becomes so much easier to let go. How do we move from worry to worship? We're just going to spend a few minutes in Romans chapter 12. Please do turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans 12. Verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And these verses come to us after 11 other chapters in Romans. And so much of that speaking about the great and the amazing grace of God. Now here, as we have been told, that we are able to let go. It comes after being shown how securely we are held in Christ. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, this pattern of the world at the moment that is driven by worry, that is driven by fear. But that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. You see, back in Romans chapter 1, verse 28, we read that just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do what ought not to be done. Now, when we forsake the knowledge of God, or when we think it's down to us to secure our own life, then life spirals out of control. We're given over to this depraved mind. We cannot discern what is good and what is best. But here, in chapter 12, we are told that we are to be transformed by this renewing of our mind. Then we are able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, how does this renewal of the mind come about? Well, we could easily just say through reading the Bible, through this revelation of what God has given us about himself. And yet, I think many times when we read the scriptures, sometimes we can do so and look in and think, well, what do I need to do? What is the specific command that I need to obey in this situation? And it's not that that's a bad thing, that is a good thing for us to do. But we come across many situations in life where there isn't a specific command in Scripture that tells us what we should be doing or what we shouldn't be doing. We need something bigger, something deeper, this whole renewal of our minds so that we're able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. And so, yes, whilst it's good for us to be reading and looking for specific commands that God calls us to obey, we also need to be reading in this broader sense as our mind is renewed, as our worldview is changed and transformed, as we see more of what God is like, as we are able to rest in that security, knowing that we can let go. And as we see who God is, as we see what a good God is like and what he calls us to, and then we are able to see those different opportunities that we have in life, and to live in a manner that is honouring and pleasing, that we are able to present our bodies, our whole life, as living sacrifices to do the will of God. I'm intentionally making this video a short talk this evening. We're not going to be spending an extensive time looking through any particular scripture, because what I want to encourage you in is this renewing of our mind as we read, as we meditate on, as we think on the revelation of who God is. And when I first arrived here in Little Paxton in September, I was listening to a podcast that was on the theme of generosity. And it was all about how God himself is a generous host. And this podcast was going through the scriptures and drawing out this theme as we see revealed in God's word. And as I spent time listening to that and then thinking on it and meditating on it and reading scriptures around it, it was a glorious time of just worship and wonder at how great God is. And sensing this freedom and being able to be generous with my resources, with my time. And this is not to say that I've got it all sorted. This is a truth that I need to keep coming back to. But as we immerse ourselves in this truth of who God is, as we see that we are freed in Christ to be able to serve others, when we are aware of the great love that God has showered upon us, when we are aware of the security that we have in Christ. And so rather than spending a long time listening to me, what I encourage you to do is spend time meditating on that truth of God as the generous host, in order that our worry may be transformed to worship. Now, there are a number of ways that you can do that. On this email below, there's going to be a link to a short video that was done by the Bible Project, and that summarizes this theme of generosity. Now, if you've only got a few minutes now, why not watch that video? It's only about 5 minutes long. I've also put a link to some of the podcasts, those podcasts that I was listening to. I encourage you to click onto those, to download them, to spend time as you're, you know, walking about the house. And maybe if you're out on your daily walk, your daily exercise, have a listen to it and meditate on this theme of God as the generous host and how it is revealed through Scripture. And then be reading through the Bible, be looking at some of these passages, and be filling our minds with the truth of who God is. Now, at the moment, so much we're seeing on the news, story after story after story of bad news. And it can be easy for us to be filled with that anxiety and with that worry. But we need for our minds to be renewed, and that is going to come as we see this revelation of the greatness and the goodness of our God. And so please join with me in doing this. And this is something that I need to immerse myself in. Now, we are called to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. This is an ongoing change and transformation. It's not that we've got a truth and then that's it. We need to keep coming back to it, keep meditating on it. Now, and as we do that, as we see God more for who he is, and then we see these opportunities that are all around us, that we can test and approve God's will in that situation, that we can be those who live not for ourselves, but who are free in Christ to live for others. And that worry can be transformed into worship.